exceptionally disappointing to see that some individuals would stoop so low as to set a Garda car on light. There was a car parked outside the Garda station last night, which there was an attempt to burn. And really, on a night when the Gardaí and indeed our emergency services do tremendous work in terms of working within the community, on a Halloween night, to see that an individual could stoop so low and have such a lack of respect for the Gardaí and indeed for the local community in which they live by attempting to set a light, a Garda car, is exceptionally disheartening. And I know the Gardaí are doing everything they can now to follow up and investigate what happened, and hopefully they will be able to actually find the person who's responsible for this and hold them to account.
With ongoing reports of Garda resources and a lack thereof in the county, this would, I'm sure, no doubt prohibit local Gardaí in Carindona and the surrounding area even more so now with the lack of a patrol car.
Yeah, I know the car has gone to the garage to be repaired. The incident was caught early, so I think damage was pretty limited. But it could have been a lot worse if it wasn't caught early. And it does, obviously, I mean, it's absolutely crucial. It's something I'm raising regularly, the need for Garda support in the peninsula and the need for proper Garda numbers, because it is a night, Halloween night, where Gardaí are particularly stretched and where there does be lots of calls on them, although I believe last night was one of the quieter Halloweens, this incident apart.